Our guest on our program, Julie Trappa, Boone School Superintendent. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be back.
And we have a budget.
We do.
We had a budget amendment.
Yes.
And we are just rolling right along.
We are rolling right along. I can't believe it's spring already.
Isn't it? And we'll just keep it this way as long as we can because everybody's keeping busy right now.
Absolutely.
Amazing what nice weather does.
Exactly.
Really. We did have last night for the Boone School Board, again, all the school boards. Mm-hmm. This is traditionally April is the month when you get to do your budgets, whether the state has to redo the rollback or not.
Correct.
You guys were all set to do that. So, Boone, you had a pretty substantial drop. We touched on it last time.
Yeah, we're actually going to be dropping our tax rate, $2.10 per thousand. So, nice. Big drop, be around the $16.55 per thousand. So,
right in there. So, and that's good. And that's just because of the value. It's got nothing to do with the assessed valuations that are out there now. And the assessments did not go up because of the new school building.
It did not go up because of the new school building. That has nothing to do with it. But our budgeting, we're able to reduce our tax rate by over $2. So that's always a positive.
So, and part of it is, frankly, because it does continue to cost more each year.
It does, and it's been nice to be able to reduce it since we've had the bond issue. It's actually gone down $2.42 total. So,
now, for people that are talking about the assessments and stuff, they need to realize that whatever ends up being the tax levy from the assessment, the assessments are the market value.
Correct.
And the state takes care of setting that levy. Or not the levy, but the rate or whatever.
The rollback.
The rollback. Mm-hmm. And so, but for the school district, you're a long ways away from setting your budget for those values.
Oh, absolutely. I believe the 23 assessments actually will impact our fiscal year 25 budget. So, it's a ways off. So it truly has, one has nothing to do with the other right now. So,
right now, the big thing is we're in pretty good position. I will say one of the other things I've seen, and the Boone District did it as well, but an adjustment in your health insurance. Pretty good benefit by making the change.
Absolutely.
And the staff supported.
Yes. So we actually have an insurance committee that helps us with those decisions. And so, unfortunately, we were being met with almost 20% increase with the insurance that we did have. And so we've elected to go with a larger group, provides us with some more benefits than what we currently have, and will reduce the cost for our staff. And anytime we can help our staff out that way, we're going to do that. So I'm really excited about that new partnership with IEAB. Iowa Educators something. Yeah.
I have it. Yeah,
good.
It's here. IEBP.
Oh, BP. There you go.
Yeah. Benefits program.
Yeah.
But and we saw the city end up doing the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's when you get the larger groups, you get better savings.
You get better savings. And so anytime, and hopefully less up and down. And when it comes to insurance, you always have ups and downs. But if we can minimize those for our staff, that would be beneficial. Because last year, we had to make some pretty significant changes to the benefits to try and bring those rates down. And now we won't have to do that. We can simply continue forward, and it allowed us to, provide more salaries for our staff instead of putting it into insurance.
Which, by the way, the board did take action on, too.
We did.
It went through negotiations fairly quickly.
Yes. And so putting $700 on the base and for salaries, that's, I think it was 3.4%, I think, for salaries. It was a 2.84 total package. Because we're saving money on the insurance, it brought the total package amount down. But salary-wise, it gives them a little bit better than 3%.
Yeah. So
it doesn't match the inflation, but it's good what we the best that we can do.
That's the other part, because you still have to meet still have inflated costs.
We do have inflated costs
for fuel for buses.
All of our products cost more too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, got a lot of electric. electrical related ones. Mm-hmm. And it just, it mm-hmm. is. It's the nature of what, and mm-hmm. anytime you're, well, we've seen, actually our construction stuff has been going pretty good.
The construction's so been going well. We've been staying within the budget. So that's always a positive. Mm-hmm.
Well, we worked on it. Anyway, for some reason or other, we got from our budget approved to all of this. Mm-hmm. The budget amendment for the current fiscal year budget, really just paying ahead. You knew these payments were going to be coming out. Mm-hmm. Again, basically project related.
Yeah, and really the budget amendment wasn't about spending more money. It was about, because of where the fiscal year lands, we want to make sure that we've allotted enough in the budget to allow for any earlier payments than what we had originally planned. Because mm-hmm. When you budget, we budget out so far in advance that sometimes when you get closer to the actual time to pay those bills, that timing can adjust. So that's all that was to ensure that we are able to make those payments a little earlier.
And then all of a sudden, people are going to find out we are also doing a selling some bonds. Pebble. Basically, it's mm-hmm. going to be the pebble money that the district gets
yes.
would pay for these. And this mm-hmm. Will be the last, really, sale of any bonds associated with any of our construction that's going
yes.
on right now.
Yes, it will be. And so that's on May 1st that we'll be selling those bonds. So, yeah.
We'll get there. Slow but sure. Now let's talk about the building stuff because we are moving along pretty good.
We are.
So let's tell everybody. Jim, basically down to the punch list, trying to
down to the punch list. And the last physical item is our mats. And while we have black mats up now and they look great, that wasn't the original intent. We have some mats that are going to just kind of bleed into the design of the gym. So those are the last items that will probably be put in. And those are looking about a month away. So we've got the colors.
That's been the big issue.
That's been the big one. So, just and down to the punch list. So,
trying
finally.
To match all the colors. Who would have thought it had been that hard to match all these colors?
You know what? But again,
it's not a lot of colors. It's just green and red.
Yeah, it's amazing how many different shades of green and red there are. Yes.
Yeah. Getting there. And I know a lot mm-hmm. of people keep asking. It's mm-hmm. almost like.
It's the unending project, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But at least we've been able to use it in the meantime. I'm happy about that because definitely there are other projects around the state that schools weren't that fortunate. So as frustrating as it's been for all of us, I'm still glad we were able to use the facility. So
out at the ledges, things moving mm-hmm. along?
They are moving along quite a bit. Yes, it's exciting because we've got portions of the building that are already, you know, drywalled, painted. All the casework is going in. Moving right along.
They made pretty good progress through lot of snow, actually.
Yes, they did make and we're definitely on time right now, so we will continue to plug away.
Okay, and construct moving along pretty much on the road.
Yeah, so we had some rainy time, so we got a little delayed. They've been doing a lot of this sewer work ahead of time, and again, that one definitely is scheduled to be on time. In fact, it might be a little bit early, so that'd be nice.
We would appreciate that. That's
yes, we would. Thing. We'd very much appreciate
Part of it is, no, you can't use it until that road's done.
No.
So,
yeah. So we'll start on the east side and then move over to the west. And so it will be done before school starts.
And Crossroads?
Crossroads. So
I see it every once in a while. I said people should just watch because Kim and Barb will keep driving by.
Yes, they do. And the outside, they were starting to put some stuff on the outside again, but a lot of the work's been happening on the inside. And if you can see through the windows, you know that. But still making a lot of progress and still scheduled to be done on time.
We're getting there. Slow but sure.
Yep.
All right,
be here
so
before we know it.
With all of the budget, everything else mm-hmm. you had to deal with, mm-hmm. let's talk about cashless gates. This is a conference thing, and directors, superintendents, the administrators, mm-hmm. you guys in the conference, in the Raccoon River mm-hmm. Conference, you get together and you talk about different things that are mm-hmm. happening and going on.
Absolutely.
So, many of the other schools said, Could you please
talk to your school boards and see if we can move more towards cashless? And simply because postseason, IHSAA goes cashless. We can't accept cash even if we want to. It's caused some problems when people have gone to away games. They don't realize that the other schools are cashless. And so for consistency's sake, they wanted to see what we could do to be a little bit more consistent in the conference. And so really our conversation last night was our board feels pretty strongly that we will still have that option, but we would like to add in the card readers and encourage people to be as cashless as possible. So that's likely the direction we're headed next year.
Boone and Winterset are the two that kind of want to retain that option.
That we've been a little bit, more flexible in the kinds of ways that we do that.
And we will point out, again, like our concession stands and everything, they're already pretty much cashless.
Our concession stands will take cash or cards, and so hopefully having the card readers would be beneficial to our constituents. And again, if you get used to that during the season, it's less of a problem when you get to the postseason.
Sure. So. And we want to point out, too, it's not like a district's making money on.
No.
There's a cost associated with it. That is something you end up absorbing.
We just eat it. Yep, we just absorb it. We do not pass it along to our constituents. So both the online and the card readers do have some administrative costs associated with it. So it's not a financial move. It's a consistency move.
We'll see how everything plays out.
Exactly.
It's not like the conference is going to ask you to leave.
No.
Just because you didn't go cashless.
No.
The social, what was it? Emotional learning.
Yes.
SEL. Now, we did have a bit of a presentation, a couple of months ago at the early childhood age. We're doing some things there. This is something really that you have had a committee of people that are working on. How do we make this work all the way through?
Absolutely. Mainly because it really goes hand in hand also with our work-based learning and our portrait of graduate work that our community did last year, where they talked about the skill sets they want students to have before they leave us. And a lot of those skills were social emotional learning skills, things like resilience and self-awareness and things that made communication, things that made it into our portrait of a graduate. So,
communication all along has been one of the primary building it on, being able to communicate with everybody.
Being able to effectively communicate, right?
That's right.
Yes.
And that's one of those things, too. I know a lot of people read in different things to what is social emotional learning. And basically, it's just to help young people be able to articulate what their issues are.
Yeah, articulate, communicate, be able to get along with one another. I think that's something I hear many people talk about, how it seems like it can be a lost art sometimes. And so while maybe when I was in school back in the day, that wasn't something that was named, it's still something that was taught. And I think if you think of all the things I needed to learn in life, I learned in kindergarten, that's all social emotional learning, all of those things. So.
Well, we do know the way that you've been, the group, I should say, your committee, because it involves all the buildings, and how do you transition from one building to the next? The ones that I have always thought of, you come out of first grade, you go to second grade in Franklin. That's a big jump for second graders. And then going from fourth to fifth at the middle school, that's a big jump.
Absolutely.
So this kind of transition tries to smooth a lot of that.
Tries to smooth some of the transitions. If we're all using similar language, that's one less thing. Kids have to learn differently when they go to a different building. So it just really does make a lot of sense that we would all be on the same page. And the curriculum that the teachers selected was character strong. So we're really excited about that curriculum resource. Things character strong has a great title because it really fits what our community said they wanted, whereas students of good character. So there is
a fee for this.
There is.
And I'm not going to say it's overwhelming, but there's a fee. This, you do have some money left over, some COVID money?
So it's actually our return to learn money for lost learning. And that's the money that we still have, and that's the money that we'll be using to help pay for this. And when you first kick off new materials, there's always a greater cost at the first year. So we'll be able to cover that with our ESSER funds. As we go down the line, we'll be able to incorporate it into our curriculum budget pretty well, because it's as curriculums go, it's pretty inexpensive.
I was going to say it's relatively not less than $20,000.
Yeah,
which is, that's
Believe it or not, that's very inexpensive. Yes.
That's a pretty nominal amount nowadays. Mm-hmm.
And parents will hear more about it because there are lots of great parent resources. And just like Ledges and or Page and Lincoln have sent things home to parents. Hey, we're working on assertive alligator. There'll be similar kinds of things that we'll be sharing throughout the district then with parents so that we can all work together to have the same messaging.
Well, I tell you what, you try to have a preschooler explain assertive alligator to you.
Yes.
He worked hard at it, though.
Yes.
He did a good job. A lot of people, they don't really know what it is, so they kind of... Oh no! What are we doing to them now?
Right,
and that's not really the case. This is more
they're all things we honestly have taught all along. It just now has a different name to it. But okay. For whatever reason,
keeps going there.
Yep.
We did have a couple of other things here on the high school side of things. The handbook there. Mm-hmm. We have incorporated a little bit more of some of the EDGE curriculum.
Yes, so just to highlight some of the internships a little bit better.
Yeah.
As students come into the high school, to better recognize the opportunities that we do have available to them. So they changed the handbook, so it would be a little bit more obvious.
So speaking of which, you did have a guest come to the district last week to see. Just what is Boone all about?
Yeah, we had our new director of education. He was on day 17 on the job, so felt really...
They should go somewhere and see a school.
Yeah, and they picked Boone to be the first school district, so that was a great opportunity to share some of the work-based learning that we're doing. He happened to come on the day that we're doing our kickoff for our CNA apprenticeship, so we had an opportunity to see that and some of the other projects that our students do, so got to see a day in the life at Boone.
That's and was he surprised? I mean, just with the amount.
He truly thought we were a district of about 5,000 students, given what we offered, and was quite surprised to find out that we had about 2,000 students. Yeah. So,
and one of the big things is it is that external that private collaboration, the businesses.
The collaboration with businesses has been phenomenal. Our local businesses have been extremely supportive. We had hundreds of businesses help us out with our mock interviews with our students, to have all of our students doing resumes and mock interviews. What a great experience for them. Speaking of social emotional learning, that is part of that, is that ability to communicate in an interview and do so effectively. And without our business partners, that wouldn't happen. So very, very happy to have the partnerships that we have.
Boy, the board did approve going into your agreement with DMAC once again.
Yes.
Substantial cost savings for any parents who have a child picking up credits.
Yeah, the parents don't have to pay anything for the students to take those DMAC credits. And if they had, last year there would have been about $450,000 worth of credits. So... Yeah, so we have a lot of students taking advantage of that. Every year we have some students that actually graduate with their associate's degree in addition to their diploma. So, again, the opportunities afforded to our students is pretty phenomenal.
All right. Keep going ahead. So here we are. We have May. You know what? Graduation. Not far away.
It's not far away. It's amazing. I can't believe it. I know.
We're wrapping up a whole nother year.
We will do graduation outside again.
We will.
Oh. So that way we don't have to do tickets. So and anyone and everyone can come. And so we're going to continue to hope for good weather. If not, we do have a gym now.
We
can do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that. Other things that are coming up as we get into, again, through the end of April, May, we've got prom, everything else.
Oh, yeah. Prom's on the 22nd of April, I think. You got to look at your calendar.
You got to look at my
22nd. And then a month later, graduation. It's kind of, it just clicks right along.
Just keep moving forward.
Yes.
And otherwise, again, with all of the construction and everything.
Yes.
You breathe a little sigh of relief.
When we have a construction project done, it will be fantastic. I look forward to the celebration. It's going to be wonderful.
I know the board watches closely to what's happening with the legislature, and you guys talk about it. You have to talk about what potential decisions are going to be made and what kind of impact it'll have.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, though, we still have to keep doing what we're doing.
We have to keep doing what we're doing, and we will adjust it accordingly and still again, provide is the best education we can for our students.
All right. Next meeting for the board will be a special meeting on the 1st of May.
Yes.
Regular one coming up on the 8th.
On the 8th.
Yeah.
I know.
And we're done, and then summer. And then summer,
and then you talk about construction projects clipping along. Yes.
We will really have the pressure on.
Yes, we will.
I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us and get us updated on what's going on. Yeah. People, as always, of course, can always go online, follow along.
Yes.
They can look for your scoop with the soup.
Yes, look for my scoop from the soup. I do talk about the assessed values on last night's, and that's on our school district Facebook page.
So,
and Instagram.
Follow along and keep updated on what's happening.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.